That was a melody created by plucking a two-stringed long-necked instrument called chapai or chapai dong veng. A traditional form of music from Cambodia, chapai dong veng was once very popular. Not many people are seen practicing the music in the present generation. Phyong Sayona, Cambodia's Minister of Culture and Fine Arts, told me a bit more about this musical tradition and why it needs urgent safeguarding. We have voiced up her words because of poor telephone connection. Ms. Sayona, why is chapai so important to the people of Cambodia?
Because it is traditional. It belonged to our ancestors' heritage. When the instrument is played, it connects people to the history of the land. We can see chapai in our paintings, royal palace, our temples called the pagodas. It has passed through generations.
Why does this musical tradition need urgent safeguarding?
From 1975 until 1979, we were under the Khmer regime and a lot of artists died at that time. A lot of artists who practiced chapai died. After 1979, we have only two, Prachun and Kongnai, who we consider as the masters of this art form. Prachun can no longer play the chapai. Kongnai is still playing, but he is also old. Also, the younger generation is struggling to learn and practice the art. We are concerned about how to preserve this art for Cambodian people.
How difficult is it to learn chapai?
You need to have the talent to learn it. It is quite difficult because you have to play and sing at the same time. When you do not have any documentation, you have to interpret and sing the song. Not everyone can do that. You must be very talented to do it and learn chapai.
What have you been doing all this time to try and preserve it? What are the efforts that have been taking place?
We have different action plans. We are looking to map chapai inside Cambodia by seeing where it is practiced, who practices it, and what are the types of conditions that they play the music in. Our government has also been carrying out steps to preserve chapai. We introduced chapai dong veng in the curriculum of the School of Fine Arts. We would like to implement a teaching and training program for chapai. At the same time, we would like to increase more activity in the chapai festival. Another issue is to reduce the cost of the instrument. It is tough to use and is expensive. If we can reduce the costs, maybe more people can learn chapai dong veng.
Chapai has now been recognized by the UNESCO as a form of intangible cultural heritage. It is also eligible to receive funds from the UN, which will help the government of Cambodia preserve the art form. Priyanka Shankar, United Nations.